The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words "the Home and Auto Bundle" anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Coming to India, when you look at, you know, you've been working with India, you've been to India. How do you see the Biden administration dealing with India, both on a bilateral basis and also on a multilateral basis?
Well, I do know that you know, President Trump and Prime Minister Modi seem to have a good personal relationship. And I, you know, and I'm, again, not to be entirely critical of the Trump administration, I think the Trump administration has, for example, the 2+2 negotiations, the Malabar operations between India, United States, Japan, and the invitation to Australia are all moving forward. We have seen, for example, domestic Indian purchases of defense weaponry from the United States has gone up. We've still got the challenge around the S-400 system. So I believe. There will be we can build upon some of the progress that was made by the Trump administration. I also think one of the differences is that Donald Trump viewed the whole world through a America first foreign policy approach, where you partnered with America only if it benefited America's fiscal bottom line. I think there will be, under the Biden administration, something I hope to work with the administration closely with, more a notion, particularly as we think about China and some of the other questions we'll get to, a coalition of the willing. I mean, we often talk about India and United States being the oldest democracy and the world's largest democracy. We're also nations that both operate under rule of law, and that idea about how we deal with technology, how we deal with China, how we deal in the Indo-Pacific region, I think this level of collaboration will actually increase, and I think it will be less that you, and I hope it'll be, again, based upon shared values rather than simply a kind of a monetary decision as each country decides whether they want to side with America or with China. I think it needs to be more values-based rather than just economic-based.
What would be your advice to government in India as it prepares to deal with the incoming Biden administration? Your closing words.
I think, briefly, the Indian government needs to recommit, both the United States and to the world, its commitment to democracy in India itself. I think, number two, it needs to recognize that the Biden administration is going to be open to particularly advancing ties with India. I think, particularly around technology development and you know, COVID. We didn't speak much about COVID, but COVID and vaccine distribution could be an early win between U.S. and India. I think as well, we need to work on 5G and artificial intelligence and quantum computing and a host of other new areas. And then finally, I think one of the greatest assets we have for this relationship is the Indian-American diaspora. And I think you're going to see more members of that diaspora in the Biden administration than ever before historically, obviously starting with Vice President Harris. But I hope the Indian government would take even greater advantage of that Indian-American diaspora to build stronger ties.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is getting up to use the bathroom at the stadium.
Excuse me? Oh, sorry. Excuse me. You mind if I just squeeze by here?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.